Comedy Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. And thanks to the very kind Matt Crawley and his editing skills, we have an actual real-life episode for you all. I was one of tens of thousands of people who made it to the UK Games Expo this year, and I recorded a number of short interviews with creators and game designers at the event. We'll be running those over the next couple of episodes. I am still in the process of trying to move house, so I don't want to promise that we're back to normal service just yet, but I hope we'll be doing a little better thanks to editor Matt's support. Our Tuesday night Twitch streams are still going strong. We're coming to the end of our Horde of the Dragon Queen campaign, so I think next we'll be switching it up, and we'll be going to run some one-shots and two-shots afterwards. Probably silly one-pagers for the most part. First up, though, will be Grodhowit's Goblin Quest, in which the players play a clutch of goblins who will attempt a task that seems straightforward but will inevitably kill them. But it's funnier than that, don't worry, it'll be funny. Our next stream will be Tuesday, the 5th of September at 18:30 BST, and Diaries Dependent, every other Tuesday at the same time. Come and join the fun, find out why Aldor is Aldorable, how Xiao Zhang is able to punch rocks to death, and what Bumbleweed's Gentleman's Cheese is. If you're listening to this before Friday the 8th of September, you can also come and join the UK Actual Play Twitch stream, that's Actual Play UK on Twitch, where I will be DMing the second half of my adventure Drakes on a Plane for two, hopefully three, lovely Dungeons & Dragons players from across the UK Actual Play community. Currently, Sir Reginald, a paladin too stupid to realise that he is in fact dead, and Warden, the Warforged Cleric, are stuck in a library that seems to be determined to kill them. They have thus far coped with this by pushing over the books and running, and neither of which has worked very well. And as a result, they desperately need their druid friend who is able to cast healing spells to come back to them. Unfortunately, she is an old lady who smokes mushrooms, so isn't 100% reliable. It's that kind of stream. If that sounds too stupid for you, don't come and join us. This is absolutely the wrong stream for you. But they do have lots of other wonderful programmes on the UK Actual Play stream, including a Delta Green, which I think is happening Thursday night. So do check it out. There's some fantastic TTRPG performers getting involved in that. That is enough self-promo from me. It's time to get some promo from some other people, some fantastically talented creators who are at the UK Games Expo 2023. So here we are. First up, we chat to Matt from Loki Battle Mats.
I'm here at the UK Games Expo with Matt from Loki Battle Mats. How are we doing, Matt?
Very good, very busy. It's been a hectic day.
Listener, if you can hear lots of sound in the background, I haven't managed to filter it out. Matt, tell us about the new things that Loki have got.
So we've got tons and tons of new stuff coming out, most of which we have on show here at the UK Games Expo. So the first few things, which are released literally today, are revised versions of our giant and big books of battle mats. So this is new versions of the classic books we brought out, I think, 6 years ago at this show in 2017, 2018, I want to say.
Okay.
So these are all new maps.
Yep.
Same sort of format, but they're more in line with our current style and they match our other products.
Sure.
We've also got another big book of battle mats out, which is the Rooms, Vaults, and Chambers book.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a book with 60 pages of locations that have a bit of a heisty sort of, like, you know, Thieves Guild style mission thing to them. While not strictly just for thieves and the like, so there's plenty of, like, taverns, casinos, you know, secure vaults, courtrooms, cells. But tons of stuff, including a spa. You know, everyone wants a spa.
There you go. So should you wish to run an adventure that takes place in, say, some sort of gold-coloured vault to do with keys, you've got that covered.
That's absolutely covered. We've got a new product, which is probably something we should have brought out when we started, which is the plain double-sided fold-out board with squares and hexes.
Yep.
So just a 2-foot by 2-foot fold-out board that folds down to 1 foot square for drawing your own maps on in classic tabletop draw and go sort of fashion.
Okay.
We have a collection of cutout tokens.
Yep.
So this is Tricks and Traps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 225 individual tokens, but they're double-sided, so there's 450 different pieces of art there. This is lots of dungeon-based things, wilderness-based things, town-based things. So, you know, you might have a corridor on one side, you might have a sprung trap or a pit or, you know, a pool of lair massive or something on the other side. Or you might have some trees and then some trees on fire.
all that sort of stuff. So you can use them to set dress, and you can use them to flip over and, you know, change the environment as you go.
My favourite of those, I think, is definitely the pub table with blades that come out of it. So you've got a pub table on one side, and then everybody's stabbed on the other.
Yeah, on one side. So if you see on the right side, you know, it's a trapped table. So a bit of an upgrade on like the whole, you know, shooting first Star Wars type thing. Stab them three times first.
Absolutely. Stab them with the table.
That's,
As you do. So all designed to just drop onto yours or anyone else's battle maps.
Absolutely. So everything we do is to the same 5 foot to 1 inch scale that's common across all the sort of like classic tactical fantasy games.
Sure.
Talking of which, we have some 5e specific products coming out.
Yeah.
These are RPG toolboxes. We have two of these. One is the Long Road, and this focuses on overland travel and journeys and roadside encounters and the like.
Sure.
And the Veiled Dungeon, which is much more of a dungeon romp. And each of these contains maps, which is kind of a cool thing.
Yep.
These are 10 double-sided maps that fold out to 11 by 17 inches. So 20 individual locations across the 10 sheets. Then there's 40 poker-sized cards. One side is pure monster art, so no text, nothing to give away what it is.
Sure.
So you can show that to your players, you can put it on an initiative tracker, however you want to do things. The flip side of it is a rules reference.
Yeah.
So stat block, abilities, attacks. And then there's a soft cover book in there as well.
Yep.
And that book runs to, I want to say, 64 pages. And about 20, 30 pages of that is encounters to go on the maps. So you get about 20 encounters per set of 2 to 4 maps. Runs to about 120 encounters.
Yep.
Then there's an adventure that doesn't use any of those encounters. It has all its unique encounters and uses every single map over 7 chapters. So you're like divvying the maps up into sections and you fill it 10 at a time. One's a dungeon romp, the other is, well, the other one is traveling with a magical barrel and trying to get the wine inside that magical barrel from point A to point B.
Okay.
Well, often circumstance makes that difficult on the way. It doesn't help the barrel's sentient and he's not the kindest, pleasantest chap to get along with.
But, okay, you know,
He likes his art and he makes good wine.
I feel like you buried the lead with a sentient barrel. That's
It's a cognizant keg.
Okay, fair enough. And that is, and those cover sort of levels what to what?
3 to 5, I want to say, off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it's 3 to 5.
Okay, so kind of classic start it out.
Yeah, so once you've had a couple of like starter things, you're kind of moving into choosing your subclasses and getting a bit of a feel for what's going on. And that, there's a couple of things on the Long Road because it's a bit more NPC based, where some stuff is higher CR. But, you know, you want to talk to them as opposed to fight them.
Sure.
They're balanced for those sort of levels. Obviously, parties differ, so see how you go.
Indeed.
And we've got so many products, I'm still going. So another one is the Big Box of Dungeon Doors.
Yep.
Which is another one where we tend to title things to say what it is.
Yep.
And this is a collection of 40 acrylic standees. Again, to the same 5 foot to 1 inch scale. And in there are 35 single doors, so 1 inch wide, 2 inches tall, on a base. And 5 double doors, so 2 inch wide, and again about 2 inch tall.
Sure.
These range from lots of just classic wooden doors, stone doors, metal doors, all the way through to like, you know, living doors with mouths and portals and fiery sort of things and things full of blades. And perfect for accessorizing arm maps, accessorizing any of a map of that scale, or particularly good for dungeon crawler games.
Yep.
So anything where, yeah, like you've got little cardboard doors, replace them with lovely shiny acrylic doors.
So yeah, listener, if you're thinking like the doors available for HeroQuest, then yeah, like that, only designed by Loki, and so looking much prettier.
Yeah, and each one of them is unique as well, so we've not doubled up on any of them. So even the wooden doors are all unique.
They're different woods. Excellent.
Yeah, they're very, very eye detailed. We also have a calendar coming out. So this is released later this year, but the calendar is for 2024.
Okay.
And the format of this is the calendar page where the picture is a 12-inch square.
Yep.
That is a 12 by 12 battle map, surprisingly. And there's a QR code alongside that, which will get you a PDF adventure and digital copy of the map as well if you're running things online. But you get a map to play a game on, you get a PDF of the game to play. These are all 5e related ones.
Yep.
And then you get a calendar to try and organise your friends together to actually play the game.
The hardest bit of all.
The hardest challenge of them all. That is all of our new things.
Those are the new things. Excellent. And if our listeners are not lucky enough to be here at the UK Games Expo, which by listening to this I'm assuming that they're not, where can they find Loki Battlemax things?
So we're generally available, which means you'll find us in your local hobby store,
mm-hmm.
on all the common online marketplaces, hobby specific and the like, directly from us, so LokiBattlemax.com.
Yep.
Wherever you find roleplay type things, we should be available.
And can you tell me what's next? Do you have another crowdfunding thing going?
We do indeed, actually. On the 22nd, which is 21 days from now,
okay.
We have a campaign for Ament Dungeons, which is
right.
a digital-only campaign.
Okay.
It's for tile sets for creating your own dungeons mm-hmm. on the common VTT platforms.
Yep.
And at the moment, I think it's looking like there'll be about 1,500, maybe 2,000 tokens in the main bundle.
Okay,
so
right.
So, like tiles for putting together as
yep.
well as things to put on them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be in our style, and I'm putting together a collection of 20 maps as well. There'll be nice big dungeon maps to go with that.
Okay.
And we have an adventure being written to go alongside some of those maps as well.
Sure, excellent. Is that going to be backer kit? I know you experimented with backer kit for...
This one's on Kickstarter.
It's going to be Kickstarter.
We've used backer kit for the doors, and we'll probably use backer kit for something else again in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was a success, was it?
Yeah, it was nice too, because we use backer kit as the back end when we run
sure.
crowdfunding anyway. So it was nice to... We were on the beta.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think they might have gone live with it now for general
yep.
applications. But, yeah, they asked if we wanted to, and we were like, absolutely.
Great. Always nice to hear about...
That's where the box of dungeon doors comes from.
Okay, yeah.
And for a while, probably for another maybe 3-4 weeks, it's still possible to late pledge for that.
Okay.
And that came with an exclusive map pack, which isn't one of these products because it's exclusive.
Hence the name.
8 double-sided maps.
Okay.
Again, 11 by 17 when folded out.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for your time, Matt. I hope
you have,
or by the time you listen to this, had a wonderful UK Games Expo.
Day minus one, in fact.
Day zero?
Yeah, maybe day zero.
Why not?
Day zero has been very busy, very good for us.
Excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to the next 3 days or more.
Here with Dav from Mammoth Factory Games.
Yes.
Tell us about Mammoth Factory Games, Dav.
So Mammoth Factory Games, we make 5e adventures and we make miniatures. We have a Patreon, we do Kickstarter, we produce them physically, but we also do them for 3D printers, for
mm-hmm.
STLs. We're very passionate about our writing and about our figures. Our head writer used to work for Marvel and for DC making collectibles. And we playtest ourselves, like real nerds,
mm-hmm.
all of our adventures. And they're all kind of like short form adventures that can either be plugged into your whatever adventure you're running. But they also work because we write them sequentially by level. We also weave through them a campaign option. So you can play them individually or
yep.
you can play them as a campaign.
So if you just subscribe to your Patreon,
yep.
that's your campaign. It's being written for you.
Exactly. So we write one adventure a month. So it includes Foundry and includes paper miniatures and the VTT tokens and all that good stuff just for $3 a month.
Okay.
And it's a 40-50 page book with art and magic items and spells and monsters, original monsters, some classic monsters as well. That's just for the PDF and the Foundry. But if you want the miniatures, then it's 10. And if you want both, then it is $13.99.
Okay. And you also have like a bunch of miniatures. Do you get, is it the STL files you get? Is that
correct? So all of our files are pre-supported and test printed.
Mm-hmm.
You can get STLs. They're very high quality. We have dialed in print settings with our community. Currently at 1,600 Patreons and Tribers.
Okay.
And we also, our first Kickstarter did 130K. We're just launching our second one soon. And we're writing the third and the fourth already.
Okay. And it's kind of a lot of them seem to be themed around, correct me if I'm wrong, big monsters with like...
Not necessarily. I mean, we tend to release... So our sets have exploded in size a little bit. So the last set, actually the set we're releasing now in June 2023, mm-hmm. Is we're releasing a huge Kraken set. So you have one massive Kraken,
okay.
has four parts of his body. The stat block and maps are insane. Loads of fun. He does like mass polymorph when he sneezes. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Everybody turns to fish. Anyway.
Amazing.
So we have some big monsters, but mostly we do... Because actually, our Patreon goes for D&D primarily. That's where we started. But we learned that wargaming people love our minis.
Sure.
So we actually make enough to include wargaming as well. We work with One Page Rules, if you know who they are.
Okay.
Very, very big STL subscriber, subscription service. And so we include units of 8 and 3 and Elite, and we know what wargaming needs. So if you want to play it in wargaming, totally possible. We have Bannerman, Musician, Leader, Heroes. Like, it's built for both.
Okay. And the sort of the tone of the games, the covers kind of have a bit of a dark tone. Is that?
That is a color issue.
Okay.
No, not true. We are a serious tone. So me and Daniel, the head writer, we have a lot of back and forth. He comes from a bit more grim, dark, realistic, kind of low magic settings.
Sure.
And I come from like kitchen sink, like give me flying dwarves, whatever, pink dwarves, right? But so we have a really nice balance because he keeps pulling towards the darker, grittier things, and I pull towards the lighthearted, cute, or whatever.
Okay.
And together we make things that are a really balanced product. It's written really, really well. And the idea is, it's kind of like a, you can plug them in anywhere you want, and they could fit in most high fantasy settings, but they have unique flavors. So for example, just an example, one of the things we did, they're called Dragons of the Immortal Flame. They are radiant dragons, which is something that is not usual. And there's the deity is this big fire. And Dragonborn, when they walk into the fire, they can either die if they're not worthy. They are lawful good, technically, this empire. Yeah. But if they are worthy, they ascend to larger Dragonborn. And if then 10 years down the line, they're worthy again, they walk into the fire, then they grow into dragons.
Okay.
But also humans, if they're worthy, and they walk into the flame, they become Dragonborn. We kind of have our own flavor into different things.
Awesome.
People can find us at mammothfactorygames.com or linktree.com/mammothfactory has everything you need, or Patreon or Tribes.
Okay, and I think the one thing we've not mentioned are the hardback books.
Yes. So every Kickstarter, every 8 of these adventures that are a campaign, we turn into a hardcover book. Our next Kickstarter will also have dice and DM screens and all these kind of goodies. But we really try to focus, story is the most important thing for us, and minis are, of course, fantastic. Yeah.
And the Kickstarter that's coming up, what's that called? What should people look out for?
So it's called Mammoth Chronicles, The Horde of Gondal. Get rich or die trying.
Okay.
That's the tagline. And it sounds like a classic adventure of go find the greatest horde, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot more to it. There's a whole undead faction that is actually manipulating you to get into the horde. So you get to kind of trick your players and their best friend backstab them and all this kind of stuff. Really, really interesting undead mechanics as well. They're allergic to gold. And in that setting, that's why gold is valuable, but nobody remembers it because it's so long ago. So gold is valuable because it can actually save you from getting the infection.
Okay.
All this kind of stuff.
Ah, so interesting.
Yeah.
And the website, one more time?
MammothFactoryGames.com.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for your time, Dev.
Thank you.
I am here once again at the UK Games Expo. This time I'm at the Inspire Isles store. So I'm with
Rich from Hatchlings Games.
Hi, Rich from Hatchlings Games. So tell me about it's got the two main games, is it, that you've got to...
Yeah. So we're selling Inspire Isles as usual, like last year. It's the first RPG to teach sign language, British and American, depending on which one you want to learn. It's doing really well. It's been used in schools up and down the countries.
Excellent.
It's got a lot of interest. It's all going really well so far. It's early days, but...
So just quickly unpack how the sign language integrates into gameplay with that.
So you initially learn about greetings and some basic deaf awareness, things like principles of waving instead of clapping at the table, things like your finger spelling alphabet, your dominant hand, obviously if you're right-handed and left-handed, differences in the mirroring signs.
Okay.
And you go from that, from character creation, learning your name and alphabet, to dice rolls, learning numbers, to like word searches in the back of the game, so to underpin the learning. And as you go through, as your characters progress as a group, so does your sign language learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the principle behind it. It's used in spell casting predominantly.
Okay, right. And so it's a sort of, I'm guessing, a relatively standard fantasy setting in that it's magic's everywhere, there's dragons, there's elves.
Yeah,
there's
it's pretty standard. It's non-violent, because we're a family-friendly publisher.
Okay, yep.
So sort of like things are resolved through kind of like spell casting, like acumen and kind of like abilities.
All right.
And you're sort of trying to fight disbelief, which is kind of this negative energy.
Okay.
and like collect belief.
All right.
And that's how you level as characters and also upgrade your items.
Mm-hmm.
You play the Pendragons, which are the descendants of Arthur and Guinevere.
Okay.
And you kind of go back to the alternate British Isles to fulfill a pact.
Okay. Awesome. That's very cool. And is there plenty of adventure support with that as well?
Yeah, so we do. There's a tutorial adventure with the game,
yep,
with the core game. You get everything you need in one book.
Awesome.
And then beyond that, we've got an anthology of shaping adventures,
okay,
basically. So that's 10 pre-written ones by our community in Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the campaign setting, which is going to come out in hardcover soon, which is like 20 islands that you can,
wow,
explore.
Okay.
So we're doubling down on the content for it, basically.
Plenty to go. Excellent. And then we also have this grid of lovely playing cards. You want to talk me through what this is?
Yeah, so Dragon Dales is our first solo game. It's a, mm-hmm, journaling RPG,
yep,
where you kind of move across the spread of cards trying to find the ace, which represents a dragon egg that you've,
okay,
picked at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move through the spread of cards, you gain and lose resources, depending,
yep,
on which you reveal. And if you find the ace, then you've completed your dowsing journey.
Okay.
And then you write a final entry, which is how you raised the hatchling dragon and how it changed the kingdom.
Right.
Otherwise, if you lose resources, then you have to start from a different sanctuary, which is kind of your hub area.
Okay.
And that's the idea. But the unique thing about it is each card has journaling prompts.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the whole game session, you'll have like a really unique creative writing journey, basically.
Okay. So this is a journaling game that you're kickstarting, driven by a deck of cards.
Yes.
And I guess one of the add-ons is this lovely custom deck of cards, but it could be played with a standard,
yeah,
deck of cards.
Any standard deck of cards. Trying to make all our games accessible. So like with Inspirals, it's just D6s, so you can,
okay,
get them from any board game,
yeah,
in the house. But we've got custom crystal dice made. We've got like a custom deck. And we've also got a custom journal on the, mm-hmm, Kickstarter as well.
Okay. And if my listeners want to find out more, where would they go to?
Go to www.hatchlingsgames.co.uk.
Okay.
Or go to search for Dragon Dales Kickstarter.
All right. And when does the Kickstarter close?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. Okay. So, listener, I might have got this interview out in time. If not, late pledges will be available.
Doing
okay on Kickstarter? Is it?
Back a kit, will you?
Back a kit.
It's doing okay. Yeah, we're still 300% funded. So.
Oh, right. Okay. So,
yeah. So we're
late pledges will be available.
Yeah, that's
all good. Excellent. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Rich. Have a great show.
Thank you. And you.
I'm here with Russ from EN World, EN Publishing, and Morris's unofficial tabletop RPG talk. How are you doing, Russ?
All those things, yeah. Hey, how are you doing, Rich?
I'm good. I'm slowly adjusting to there being loads of people and lots of games and things.
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So, how's your show been so far?
Well,
presumably you've
set
up.
Like an hour into it.
Yep.
Yeah, set up yesterday.
Yep.
Went out for dinner last night, so we've just come in this morning. Quiet. Started off really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Quite, I don't know whether that's normal Friday morning, but it's starting to build up now. We started, as you just saw, we had an actual queue at our booth.
Yes, yeah.
Exciting. So, yeah, going well so far.
What are the kind of the new things for UK Games Expo 2023?
Trying something out new.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make our stand a bit more like interactive. So we've got two things you can do. You can come and play a demo of our upcoming board / card game, which,
mm-hmm,
is called Split the Board.
Yep.
The creator, Mark Kenobi, is running demos on our stand every afternoon.
Okay.
3 days, so you can do that. And also we've got a make your own character,
mm-hmm,
table. So you can come along and you can either make a level up character or you can make up an awfully cheerful character,
mm-hmm,
and you know, take that away with you, and there's someone there to like guide you through the process and,
okay,
show you exactly how to do it. And you know, so the awfully cheerful one will take you like 2 minutes, the,
sure,
level up one,
yep,
will take maybe 4 or 5 minutes, a bit longer, 10 minutes or so.
For those that don't know, so Awfully Cheerful Engine is the simple,
yeah,
D6 dice pool
action comedy thing, yeah,
action comedy RPG that very much inspired by the Ghostbusters RPG.
Yes. Yeah.
And Level Up Advanced 5th Edition is
our sort of Advanced 5th Edition, gives it away.
Yeah, it sort of does what it does,
yeah,
it says on,
yeah,
the tin. Yeah,
we kickstarted it two years ago. God, time passes. 2 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and it's done really well since. Basically, it's our version of 5e, which has a bit more depth and a lot more customization built into it.
Okay.
But it's still the game you know already, so you're not learning a new game, but it's a more in-depth.
You can say sophisticated if you want.
I'm trying not to. Better? No, it's an expression of of 5e.
So it's 5e, you know, but with more choices, more things, yeah. And in particular, the wilderness journeying.
Yeah. An entire pillar central pillar, an entire exploration pillar. Mm-hmm. We haven't got it yet. It's still in layout. We've got a starter set coming for that.
Okay.
Which is exciting. Mm-hmm. So that will be designed. It'll be a pretty box set. It's going to have some like 30 odd page, maybe 40 page rule book in there, sort of thing. An adventure, dice, regen characters, tokens, maps, all the stuff you need to get started. And the idea is it's designed for people who already have 5e.
Yeah.
So you'll pay like £20 for this starter set, and you already know how to play 5e, you've got your 5e books, you've got this £20 starter set, and it's got everything you need to basically upgrade your game and start playing Advanced 5th Edition using your existing 5e books. So the rule book just says, this is what changes, this is how you do this now, rather than being the whole
thing.
So it's a much easier buy-in, I think, than buying like £350.
Yeah, the books are substantial.
Yeah.
There's a lot in there.
Oh, yeah, and the Adventurer's Guide is, 650 pages?
Wow, so, chunky book.
Yeah.
All right, and Split the Horde, that's the new thing?
That's the board game. Like I said, Mark Kenobi, the designer, is demoing it every afternoon. So basically, the conceit there is, you're a group of adventurers, you just killed a dragon, and you're standing around its horde, and the horde is there, and you're trying to decide how to split that horde between you. And so it's a game of sort of negotiating, and it goes around the table and players negotiate with each other and exchange cards and things like that to see who can come out with the best base.
Okay. That's in development now, but will be released.
That is in development now and will be released as I look over at Jess over there.
Start of winter 2023.
Winter 2023, there we go.
Maybe we'll hear some more.
My head. I wasn't helped by Jessica.
Maybe we'll hear some more detail from Jess about that as well.
Maybe we will.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Russ. I hope you have a great show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm back at the UK Games Expo, or if I think what I did was to run this directly after chatting with Russ, I'm now chatting to Jess from EN Publishing.
Yes, hello.
And from Morris's unofficial tabletop RPG talk.
Yes.
And EN World.
Yes.
Yes, from all the things that Russ is from.
And not D&D podcast, and This Week in Tabletop RPG podcast as well.
Right, okay. And how are you doing?
Good, yeah. It's day one, so I'm not exhausted yet, so...
That's true, yes. Excellent. And so I think it's fair to say you take care of the sort of more of the nitty-gritty with EN World than Russ does.
Sure. My official job role is business manager. That just means I do all the things that Russ doesn't want to do to make role-playing games.
Yeah.
So that's like logistics, fulfillment, customer service management, bookkeeping, financial reports, all the legal things that you need to do when you have a business.
Righto. So not the sexy stuff then?
No, I'm very unsexy.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know how to cope with that as a thing that you said.
Should we just move on?
I didn't say that.
But there's no way you can witness that. As my boss, if you said the opposite, we'd actually speak to HR, which I think technically I am HR as well.
Okay. Right. So, Russ has, he says, moving on elegantly, has very very subtly set up for you to talk about Split the Horde.
Yes.
Tell us about Split the Horde.
I will. I'm very excited about this. This is our first venture into a board game. So, we're starting with a card game that is going to be kind of for people that play role-playing games. So, we play role-playing games, you've all had that moment, you kill the dragon, it's awesome. But then you have to kind of fight or negotiate or steal the loot that you want.
Yep.
And the idea of the game is you've got a limited time frame to divide the pile of loot because you know there's other enemies coming, so you've got to grab it and go. And it plays about 20 minutes. So really nice for just before sessions or between sessions when you're gaming. Or if you're doing a board game day, just like one of those kind of nice filler games.
Sure.
So you've got different roles, so you'll have the different classes you recognise from playing D&D or Level Up Advanced 5th Edition. And you have your own different ways of getting points depending on what class you're playing, so it's quite replayable, and the more you play, the sneakier you can get with it, I think, because you'll be able to kind of guess what people are doing. You're like, well, last time I had a points card where I was trying to get the most of this or that, and I think they do, so maybe I'll just block them getting all the things they want, but you can play it nicely if you like as well.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You can just focus on what you're doing in your points, or you can try and mess up the
if
other
you're
players.
A sucker.
It
okay.
depends
yeah.
what kind of player you are. But
I think I may have outed myself then.
I don't want to say. But yeah, so really excited. So at the moment, we've kind of got the rule book, we're just finalising that, and we're getting art coming in, which is really exciting. So soon I'll be able to share the artist, which is really cool. And we're looking to come to Kickstarter winter 2023.
Okay, and that's going to be for how many players?
2 to 5 players.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What sort of playtime?
It's like 20-30 minutes. I mean, it depends if someone has analysis paralysis.
Sure.
That could happen. We also played it after a fair few drinks back at the house for EM Publishing for all the volunteers last night, and it took quite a while. But I think that was because there was a lot of beers that had been had at that
time. Yeah, alcohol will slow down playtime. That's fair enough.
But like 20-30 minutes, I'd say.
So definitely kind of nice, quick fill a game, or
absolutely.
If you feel like you got absolutely stiffed by everybody, you get a chance to get revenge relatively quickly.
yes, if you so wish. But yes, that's the big thing we're working on now. And like I say, we've got a little sign-up mailing sheet, so I can send you the link to that.
Links in the show notes will happen.
But yeah, really excited about it. Mark Kenobi writes for Level Up Advanced Fifth Edition as well, so he really understands role-playing and, you know, writes for 5e as well. And is a board game designer, so it's a really nice blend of both worlds.
Excellent. Sounds great. Is there anything else you're desperate to tell me about what's going on at UK Games Expo or soon after?
I think Russ mentioned we're doing a starter set for Level Up Advanced Fifth Edition.
He did.
Which is going to be very great. Mark new players into it. But we also have another system we do, which is called What's Old Is New.
Of course.
Which was written and made by Russ, so he's probably the better person to brag about it, but I'll do it because I'm here. So What's Old Is New is a D6 dice pool system, and it's a life path character generation. And the system's been around for a while, so it's already got loads of content and settings and stuff out there, but we are making a starter set for that as well. Because for some reason, and I don't know what it is, after January, some people are looking for games other than D&D to play.
I see. Right, okay. News to me. Who knows?
But a lot of people are looking to try new systems, so we're going to make a starter set, and it's going to have three different adventures in, introduced to the system. We might get some funky dice in there. It's going to have like some punch out things for enemies and stuff. So this is going to be a really nice way that you can just grab it, sit down and play an adventure and learn how to play What's Old Is New. And if you're trying out new systems for some bizarre reason, after January.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for your time, Jess.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
I'm with Ben from The Party RPG.
Yeah, hello, welcome.
Thank you very much. Tell me about The Party RPG.
Yeah, sure. So The Party RPG is a super easy to play role-playing game. So easy to play, actually, Tabletop Game Magazine included it in their top 10 games for non-gamers.
Okay.
So the principles of our game are no prep required. Anyone can jump in and play.
Great.
And it's a bit zany, it's a bit out there, it's a bit wild. It doesn't really follow the rules of most RPGs.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it blends together both role-playing games and party games.
All right.
So effectively, as you go through the game, you'll have traditional role-playing game elements like environmental challenges, big bad evil guys to fight. But then, every now and again, you come up across a real-life challenge as well. So, for example, at one point you come up across a dancing bush. The dancing bush is a magical bush that's lost its sparkle.
Okay.
And in order to get its sparkle back, one of the players has to act out a dance of the Games Master's choosing. So there's loads of weird and wacky elements like that involved. So, yeah, it's a real good fun, real different take on role-playing games.
All right. Interesting. And so... the inspiration for this being there's just not enough RPGs that are also party games?
Yeah, so the inspiration was we tried playing at my friend group from university and learning to play was just really hard.
Yep.
So there's quite a big barrier to entry to play a most role-playing game. So like Dungeons & Dragons is a rule book that's hundreds of pages long.
Yeah.
So we ended up playing like a bastardized version of Dungeons & Dragons because we didn't have time to learn the rules. And that's kind of what this was brought out of then. So super rules light, super easy to play. I wanted to create something that anyone can just pick up and play off the shelf. You don't have to put in any prep work. And as well, you can swap Games Masters each location so you don't get stuck as the forever GM, which is another big problem.
Yeah,
that was the whole kind of inspiration. Ease, simplicity, and no barrier to entry.
All right. And assuming our listeners haven't already bought it at the UK Games Expo, where can they find it?
Online, www.thepartyrpg.com.
Excellent. And how much is it?
$17.99.
$17.99, and that's the core rule book, which is just it. Yeah.
It includes everything. Yeah, so it includes your character sheets.
Yeah.
It includes the rules, which are only 9 pages long. And the rest of the book is the adventure.
All right. And so is it got a pre-baked adventure in, or is it encounter tables, or?
So one of the trade-offs with making it so easy to play is that it is a bit more linear and it's a bit more structured.
Yep. Okay.
But that's what makes it so easy to pick up and play. Like the thing that you need to play is already written down.
Cool.
That means you can use all of your creative thinking, coming up with the adverse scenarios, the role-playing, and all of the good fun stuff that happens as part of role-play adventure.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the Party RPG.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for now from me. Hopefully we'll be back with our part two of the UK Games Expo 2023 coverage next time. Speak to you then. Bye-bye.